Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Around this time yesterday, we were talking to a host of medical experts, nursing staff, fertility doctors about the endometriosis situation here in Ireland, the kind of supports and services that are currently out there and the place that we'd like to get to in terms of the level of supports that we have for people that are dealing with endo on a daily basis. It is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and I was reading this morning that it's now been announced in the UK that a new pill for treating endometriosis symptoms is going to be used by the NHS. Former Master of the National Maternity Hospital, Dr. Peter Boylan, is with me on the line today. What is this pill, first of all, Peter?
It's a combination pill of what's known as a GnRH antagonist, which blocks the action of a particular hormone that acts on the brain, which normally stimulates the release of hormones involved in ovulation in a cyclical way. So it's a combination of a medication that blocks that process along with estrogen and progesterone. So it's sort of a combined pill.
Could it be a game changer?
It could well be, yeah. I mean, one of the main advantages of it is that it's taken as a pill, whereas the GnRH antagonist normally is given on its own, but it's given by an injection on a monthly basis. So instead of having a monthly injection, a woman would be able to take a tablet every day in order to deal with the symptoms.
So is it somewhat similar then to the regular, I suppose, normal contraceptive pill that we'd be aware of?
Up to a point, except that it's more intense, if you like, in the way that it suppresses ovulation. So what the GnRH antagonist normally does is induces a sort of an artificial and transient temporary menopausal-like state, whereas when you add in the estrogen and progesterone, that counteracts those side effects. And, the effect of the GnRH goes away once it stops being given or stop being taken with the new tablets.
So am I right in thinking, in it from a non-medical expert, is it's not going to treat or in any way cure endometriosis? Is it very much it's targeting the symptoms that come with that?
Well, it's targeting the symptoms, and time sometimes works in order to heal endometriosis, to let the body kind of heal itself, as long as the ovulation and the exposure to hormones is suppressed. Now, in the UK, they've only approved it for people in whom all other methods of treating endometriosis have failed. So they estimate that about 1,000 women a year would qualify for that. And if you look at it on the same basis of the Irish population, you'd probably be looking at only about 10 women a year. If you just compare the Irish female population with the English, there's about 70 million people in the UK, and there's only 5 million here.
Yeah, we were only hearing yesterday about 1 in 10 women will suffer with endometriosis. Am I right in pronouncing it, it's the Relugolex, is that right? Is that how you...
Yeah, Relugolix.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah,
doctors quite often pronounce medications different from people who aren't using it every
day. Yeah. Okay. So it's the combination therapy that's out there. But this is the NHS is only prescribing this for people who, as you say, who have every other option that's out there just hasn't worked for them.
Yeah, it may well be that that's based on cost benefit, because it costs £72 sterling, or roughly 85, 86 euros for a 24-day course. So if you look at the UK, there would be about 1.5 million women with endometriosis. So you can see what the bill would be like for the NHS, whereas in Ireland, if it was used in the roughly about 10 women a year only would qualify on the same basis as the UK, that would cost about 850 a month and less than 10, around about 10,000 a year. Whereas if it was given to everybody, all women suffering from endometriosis, the bill would be of the order of 100,000 plus. So It may well be that it's on a cost-effective basis that it's limited in the UK, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, and I know, look, people can argue about the cost-benefit of it, and sure, look, God, we've heard the stories, Peter, of people dealing with this and the debilitating impact it has on their livelihoods daily. Look, the government, I know that's not an area for you. Government could potentially look at something like, the drug treatment, the monthly €80 capped prescription that people can avail of, but is it a pill that people in Ireland could take? Is there any reason we couldn't have it available?
I don't see any reason why not, no. All medications introduced to Ireland are assessed in a very vigorous way and a rigorous way as to their cost benefit. And, you don't want to be introducing medications that are very expensive but no better than what's available already. So the organisation that does that will, I'm sure, do their own analysis and come to a conclusion as to whether or not it's reasonable to introduce it into practice in Ireland. On the face of it, though, I can't see why not. But however, obviously leave it to the people who have responsibility for that.
Yeah. Is this the first time we've had something like this, that we've had a pill for people with endo, Peter?
Well, there are other pills. I mean, you can put people on a continuous pill, contraceptive pill, where they don't have withdrawal bleeds, or you can give them, for example, a Mirena coil, which suppresses ovulation, and generally speaking, gets rid of periods completely. So there are other methods, but this would be much more effective. And the GnRH antagonist, which is normally given by injection once a month, is if you like a more effective treatment than just putting somebody straight on a pill where they don't have a withdrawal bleed. So it's similar to what's available, but it's an advance insofar as dealing with the side effects of the GnRH antagonist.
Are we typically behind when it comes to accepting or bringing new medication like this to the market?
I don't think so, no. I mean, there's always, and you certainly read in the press about arguments about particular treatments that are extraordinarily expensive. And you have to be careful that you don't spend all of your money on very expensive medications which give you a marginal improvement in outcome, but deny people who need medication where a condition might be much more common in the population. So those are the sort of issues that are looked at with the organisation that defines these things. So I don't think we're particularly behind, no.
Okay. No, I was interested just in this, Peter, because it's something we've been talking about on a fairly regular basis here on Lunchtime Live. And only yesterday we had a 1 hour special. Actually, people can still listen back to that if they want, with a gynecologist, a consultant obstetrician, clinical lead nurse from the Endo Centre at Tallaght Hospital, and a fertility doctor as well. So, like, it is something that affects a lot of our listeners, a lot of women out there. People can listen back to that conversation. It's on the News Talk app. You can subscribe there to Lunchtime Live to get the podcast. But when you see something, in an awareness month like this about a new drug that's coming out, but it's only available in one particular country and it is our closest neighbour, I can imagine for people dealing with this, it must be somewhat frustrating.
Yes, I can imagine so. And in this particular case, €86 a month, it's not particularly expensive when you look at the numbers of women who might be involved. You're looking at about roughly 110,000 euros a year. And in the overall context of the health budget, that's not a particularly large amount. But it's obviously, it's a very new drug that has just become available. So an assessment will have to be done. And that may be quite quick or it may take some time. But women can be sure that it'll be looked at in a realistic but sympathetic way, as all medications are, because you obviously want to give people the best medication that's available.
All right, Peter, listen, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today. That, of course, is Dr. Peter Boylan, former master of the National Maternity Hospital.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.